TAG has been attending, presenting at, and exhibiting at some of the top food safety conferences in the US and Canada, and found them to be beneficial to both our business and those with whom we interact. I am your host, Lisa Lupo, and on today's TAG Talks, we are taking a slightly different tactic to discuss with TAG Food Safety Director Sam Davidson some best practices on getting the most out of conferences and trade shows, and where you can find TAG in 2024. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Lisa. How are you?
I am doing just great.
Awesome.
So, Sam, you've been to a number of trade shows as both an exhibitor and an attendee. So, what benefits have you found these to have for both sides?
Good question. One of the things I think really helped on a number of occasions that I've been there is the networking. I guess that's one of the main reasons why people go there. You know, there may be some. You will have lots of opportunity to visit suppliers or booths or whatever it is that you want to look at. There are definitely time for learning, but there is a lot of time outside of that for networking, and a lot of that happens during the conference and then maybe outside of those hours from conferencing. But it's good to meet up with people, build those relationships, and keep them strong and going.
Okay. So we have seen that sometimes attendees tend to shy away from going to the supplier exhibit area. What are they missing by not roaming the floor?
Well, you know, you're going to meet experts. You're going to meet people that really know what they're doing. You know, they're there to, of course, they're in some cases they're there to sell you stuff, but at the same time, you're going to have a lot of subject matter experts from those areas that will be there, and they can provide assistance. You know, even I know when TAG has been at conferences, people have come and just asked us straight out questions around food safety, and we've been able to give them answers. It also helps build your relationship with your suppliers and customers. You know, you're meeting a person, you know, going back to the networking and building relationships. It's you're meeting these people, you're getting face to face. It's nice to do it. And in this I guess post-COVID era now, where we're in Zoom meetings all the time, it's nice to actually meet people. You get to learn
Yeah.
from people, you get a variety of insights. You know, you see what new technologies and new ideas are out there that may be beneficial. Back in the day when I was working for another company and I was looking at animal welfare practices for our suppliers, I went to the poultry show, which is a while back, trying to figure out what the best methods were for hens, egg-laying hens. What happened there was I got to see every type of system that was available,
Okay.
and I could determine what were the best. For our company, what were the best solutions for animal welfare around the hens? So everything was there at one place. I got to meet people and talk about you know, they had sessions around animal welfare and the progression of it. And then when you're there, everyone's there. So it's a one-stop shop. So you get to see everybody, and you can compare like for like or what the differences are.
Okay. So, what would you say are some of the best practices to get the most out of trade shows?
Different shows have different ideas. As I said, the poultry show that I went to was really focused on poultry. If you go to something like IFP, it's huge. You know, there are so many topics, there's so many talking points, there's so many workshops. I guess the most important thing is why are you going there? Is it focused or is it general? Are you there just to see what's going on with the industry at the moment, or are you there for something specific? And I guess the important thing is if it's focused, is you have that clear objective. These places, especially something like IFP, can get overwhelming. So much going on. There are so many exhibitors. There are so many workshops and instructional classes. If you're going there for a particular reason, stick to that reason. No, there's a lot going on, I guess. And you got to be practical. Okay, you got to realize what's going on. And again, you know, when you have that objective, you're going to go with the target. You know, and what's that reason? Why are you there? And that intent is important because at least you can plan. You know, with the likes of some of the larger conferences, you can. There may be, as I said, there's lots of talks. So, you know, referring back to IAFP, you may find that there's three or four talks going on almost at the same time that you may be interested in. So you need to really focus on what are the most important to you, and then being spread out over a few days. When can you get there? When's the best time for you to get there? What do you need to plan to get there? That sort of thing. But they're definitely beneficial. You can learn a lot from them. You find, I guess, depending on your knowledge and expertise in your area, you may find that a lot of the time it just becomes, not just, but it's that relationship and networking. It's definitely happened with us in TAG. We have gained partnerships with other entities, I guess, and we've been able to work with them and vice versa. So it benefits everybody.
So if we bring TAG into it a little bit more, why should people come by TAG's booths when they're at a show?
See us, come and meet us. You know, we had a lot of discussions with a lot of customers, potential or new or returning customers. Again, it's getting that face to face, that relationship. It's good to see people. It's good to put a face to a name and further discussions that maybe, you know, we've talked about potential work, then they can get to meet us and see what we're really like in person, and you know, a little bit of fun as well, and just enjoy each other's company. And always there's some goodies that we'll always give out. We do give out some good pens.
Yes. And there's always something new at the shows. TAG always has something new going on too to come see and hear about. So thank you,
and
Sam.
We have such a great team, so it's worth coming by and seeing everybody. Yeah.
So, and they're enjoyable, like you said, just to meet our customers and other suppliers and all. So
all right.
They are fun. Thank you so much, Sam. And so we want to let everyone on this video know that in 2024, TAG will be exhibiting and or speaking at the International Spice Conference in India in March, at the Canadian Summit on Food Safety in Toronto in April, at the Food Safety Summit in Rosemont, Illinois in May, IAFP in Long Beach, California in July, and also the Food Safety Consortium in October. We will have some speakers. So be sure and come by and say hello. Take a look at the agendas to see, you know, for speaking or other topics you're, of course, interested in. And as always, don't forget to like this video and subscribe to stay informed. Thank you again, Sam.
In 2024.
All right.